Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
13 minutes now before the top of the hour. Top of the hour, by the way, is what? CBS News at 6 o'clock, as it is each and every evening, unless we've got some sports show that comes on. But that's not today, nor tomorrow. Do I understand that correctly, Mariah? We're not doing the jock thing tomorrow?
No extra points tomorrow.
No extra points.
Got a week off.
Just dunk that round ball. All right. Hey, this is kind of exciting. We are every single day, before, during, and after the broadcast. You can reach us on Twitter. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now, and it is at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. If you got a question or a comment for us or for any of our guests, that's where you can interact with us on Twitter, which, by the way, the stock went up 20% today. So just saying. It's here for a while, we think. It's at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. He is a speaker. He is a lecturer. He is a motivator. He's a friend. His name is Desmond Adams, and Desmond's in studio with us now. We're going to talk about his new project. This is always cool. The guy's always got something new going on. And we're going to try to give you some insight into how he can help you with your career and your business. Welcome back to the News Hour, Desmond. Good to see you.
Michael, great to see you.
You're sporting
always
that Van Dyke. Is that a Van Dyke?
You know, it definitely is a goatee.
Oh, it's a goatee. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I tried to grow facial hair one time. I tried to grow a mustache. I looked like a Jewish Pancho Villa. It just didn't. It didn't work out so very well. Yeah, it just didn't work.
I bet it worked out well.
No. So you've got something new coming up, and I think this is pretty exciting. You're embracing the world of webinars.
I am.
Tell us about what is this series called?
The series is called Emerging Entrepreneur Toolbox. That's the series.
So I would take it from that title that what this is a series of things, toolbox. A toolbox carries tools. So these are a number of things that a business can do to increase their profitability.
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. We want to affect the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, what's been taking place is you don't necessarily have a place as an entrepreneur to go to if you do not have a mentor or a coach to ask some really hard-hitting questions and some very specific silos of information. And so I want to bring forward, and I've had a lot of the clients ask, how can we listen to you more often and get some insight that we might be able to share as well?
Yeah. We just had a story, Desmond, and I'm going to bring this up because I think this really falls into this, because you just said entrepreneurs, independent individuals who are looking for some leadership, looking for some direction, don't necessarily have all the tools that they need in their toolbox. And we had a story earlier today in the first half hour about women-owned businesses.
Yes.
And again, you know, I get so weary of talking about this, but it's the truth. You know, listen to this statistic that Please. Came out of this report. According to the report that was released today, only 17% of the loans backed by the Small Business Administration are for women-owned businesses. Only 17%. The report also found that women are more likely to have their loan applications rejected or face more stringent terms than men. And despite a government-wide goal, back in 1994, they set that 5% of federal contracting dollars should be awarded to women-owned businesses. The closest the federal government could come was 4%. You know, and that, you know, I get frustrated when I read those statistics.
Well, no need to get frustrated. I think what it's saying, I mean, when you really look inside the numbers, well, why is that when we have a population that's half female? That just is not representative. And I tend to believe that there are female entrepreneurs that do a darn good job
Absolutely.
Of being who they are. But I think it does speak to something regarding the webinar and regarding the direction. There are a lot of business soft skills that are not learned if you do not have the right mentorship, coaching, or you did not receive a certain level of on-the-job experience that was specific to whatever task.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to some of the finer things of everything from negotiation to, in this instance, this webinar title that we're going to have on August 14th at 7 o'clock, the day after the next time I'm on your show, is tips and techniques to overcome obstacles in sales for emerging entrepreneurs. So we'll be able to take a deep dive for an hour of this is a free webinar just to give some insights on, you know, how you might be able to overcome an obstacle, which is guaranteed. How are you? You're going to receive obstacles as an emerging entrepreneur, but how, give you some methods and some techniques and some strategies in helping to overcome that.
And these are specifics.
Yes.
Yeah. Specific.
Actionable.
There you go. Tips and techniques to overcoming obstacles in sales for emerging entrepreneurs.
Yes.
So define an emerging entrepreneur for us.
Sure. Well, I have an emerging entrepreneur at a 0 to 5 year old business.
Hmm.
However, there are some emerging entrepreneurs that are later stage that might be 8 to 10 to even in some cases 12 year old business.
Depending on their growth curve.
Mm-hmm. And also depending on, you know, the type of business. Some people have a lifestyle business where their business is only there to augment their lifestyle, whether they could be a stay-at-home spouse, they could be retired, and they're just looking for something to communicate, to stay in touch, stay abreast. That's more of a lifestyle. We're talking about that entrepreneur that has already committed to becoming an entrepreneur, but looks up one day and looks around and says, I have no idea how I got to where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I might have made money, but I made it by accident. I'm looking for tools, but not the kind of tools that someone sends me off to SBA or the SBDC or, you know, a governmental agency, but somewhere I can actually ask someone a legitimate, significant question and get that insight. That's the kind of community that I'm in the process of building. And this is a webinar to sort of start us off. I'll have as a guest lecturer on this webinar is a very good friend of mine, Jill Fleming, out of California, will be joining in on this overcoming obstacles.
Got it. So let's talk about an example. This is sales for emerging entrepreneurs.
Yes. So, for instance, this would be a great example. Really, really easy just to get the toe in the water when facing an obstacle. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when facing a sales obstacle that's presented by a buyer, does the sales professional first provide a solution before targeting the problem, or do they target the problem before buying
before selling? Yeah.
And it's interesting. You would think you would say, well, Desmond, that's really basic. That's straightforward and simple. But oftentimes, if you can think of ever walking into a male's store for clothing, and someone might assume of a certain size and then take you to a certain color or size or cut or shape. And that might not be of interest to you. First, they might want to know exactly.
We got to ask the question.
Why are you in?
Yeah,
why are you?
What's going on?
Why are you here? But what's interesting is this. Most people avoid conflict. So even though they're in sales, even though they're an entrepreneur, they avoid conflict. So what happens is instead of embracing being close to the buyer, really embracing that buyer, getting close to them and understanding who they are, what their needs are, and why they have those needs.
Mm-hmm.
Once you can understand that, then you can handle the objection, which you know the obstacle is going to come. So it just becomes a case of, if I know the obstacle is going to come, then how can I best be positioned to handle that objection? Something very simple. If a woman, you have a young lady walks into a store, she has 2 or 3 kids and she's fumbling as she's doing what she's doing. The likelihood is either those are her children or they're very, very close to her for her to have to watch them. Well, if a sales professional sees that, there are going to be some things that lady as a buyer might have more interest in because of the 3 kids or because of her current situation. That's an easier way to go around dealing with the objection, is to really understand the needs of the customer.
So it takes that interview process. You know, one of the things about cold calling when you're out there trying to sell whatever it happens to be. A lot of people make the mistake that they think they're going to be a ringer or they're going to go ahead and sell something on the first call. But it really does take some introspection, not only of your abilities, but also what is that potential customer need?
Absolutely.
And that takes some work, doesn't
it?
Well,
it's no different if we look at a relationship between two people.
Mm-hmm.
you go through many relationships and many dialogues, many dinners, many many chicken dinners in order to find someone whom you like and they like you. Mm. And if that exists in your personal life, then your business is also run by a human being, which means that you're doing business with other human beings. So hence, they also want to get to know you and want you to work around that objection and don't just want you to walk away after you ask the question the first time.
So the answer to your question then is, so what do you do? Do you find a solution before target the problem? So the answer to the question is you first need to target the problem.
First thing is first is target the problem. You cannot provide a solution to what you do not know exists.
Exactly. And that
stay in order.
How do you get to that point?
It's ABC. It's not BAC.
How do you get to that point of identifying the problem? How do you get to that point when you're selling a widget, a self-weasel winding torque inducer, and you say, hey, I've got this, but you have to do that interview process, don't you?
Absolutely, and you do it via questioning.
Mm-hmm.
You do it via questioning. You can't assume that someone – I mean, let's work backwards from the green back to the T. You can't work you can't assume for
– That they want it.
That they want it. You can't assume that they know it.
Yeah.
Just because they may look the part, they walked into your store, that doesn't mean that they know what they're looking for. You have to ask the question. And then second, you have to ask the good question. Don't be lazy in your questioning. Don't ask a question just to get a response. Ask a question to get a descriptive response so that you can better help them. Ultimately, it's about being a servant leader and not just funneling what you think someone needs to know.
This webinar that's scheduled for August 14th, is this geared for brick-and-mortar retail people or folks that are selling door-to-door, I mean, for lack of a better term, or radio salespeople, or who?
This is a really difficult answer to your very challenging question. It is for an entrepreneur that would like some insight in how to overcome obstacles in sales.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're selling online or whether you're selling in person, obstacles are obstacles.
Yeah, so not necessarily for somebody that's captive and working for somebody, but an entrepreneur, or could it be somebody that's...
It could be someone that's captive working for someone. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. If your job involves sales, absolutely.
Yeah, you're still... It's interesting, We think of entrepreneurs as individuals who have their own brick-and-mortar store. They're out there, but they can very well be working for somebody else.
Absolutely.
And an emerging entrepreneur, because what they sell is what they eat. It makes sense. Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, he's here each and every other week with his commentary on items. And this is about his new webinar. It's dated August 14th from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. You can register at DesmondAdams.com. That's DesmondAdams.com. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, thanks so very much for coming by. Andy Rote was in here earlier, and he was talking about Fleet Feet Sports, a new building, a new business in the East Village, and also Desmond Adams. For Mariah Lewis, our technical director, Monica Murray, Dustin Halderson, the voice of Inside on Business is Jimmy Olson. Mary Sayers, our liaison, and our producer, Mark McDowell. My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.